We are debating the Quran with Dr. Mahmoud Musa from the Greater Lansing Islamic Center and Mr. James Turpening of Operation Freedom's Tree. He's with us via the phone. Before we continue the debate, let's go to Charlie from Bath on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Charlie, how are you?
Good, Tony. Thanks a lot. I'd like to ask the doctor what his interpretation is of the Sharia law as it applies to women and girls, and these radicals that attack Fort Hood and several other recruiting centers. Where do they get their orders from? Imams that are radical, or what?
I don't really understand. You're referring to imam where, here or certain places, certain other places?
Well, first of all, let's address Fort Hood. There was a Muslim who was a military man in the U.S. military who killed a lot of people. And I think Charlie's question was, where did he get his orders? Where did he think that it was his duty to do that in the name of Muslim law?
I think when a single person does a crazy act or commit a crime, I mean, the whole religion should not be prosecuted with him.
Well,
I mean,
he mentioned Allah Akbar.
Well, Allahu Akbar is, I mean, everybody can say Allahu Akbar. You just said Allahu Akbar yourself. I mean, it does not mean, he says Allah is great. And we have people who are really mentally ill, people who are crazy, people from all religions, not just Islam. I don't know if you recall what happened in Oslo on the 22nd of July.
Yeah, I do.
When that guy went and killed 92 children.
A radical right.
So there are crazy people in all religions, but I don't blame the whole Christianity, actually, for the act of that person.
All right,
I don't blame all the Muslims, but my main question was Sharia law as it applies to women and girls.
Okay. The Sharia law, actually, I'm sorry to be a little bit... the Sharia, either we say Sharia or we say Islamic law. There is nothing called... Because the Sharia is an Arabic term that referred to the Islamic law. And the Islamic law or the Sharia actually control how Muslim live their life when it gets to marriage, to funeral, to different social concepts. And
does it rely on the Quran, though?
Well, it relies on the Quran and the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So it is not like people do not come of their own. And what happens if somebody take a verse out of context and act on it? I mean, he is a criminal. He is not applying the Sharia law. And the Sharia law or the Sharia, I say the Sharia law myself because of how many times it has been repeated. The Sharia has to be applied by a court or by a government, not by individuals. So it's not up to everyone to apply the Sharia himself.
But the Sharia is applied by imams, I'm assuming?
Well, like, for example, if somebody wants to get married, I mean, what do you expect them to do? I mean, they go according to their church or according to synagogue or a mosque. So people here, for example, to get married, they go to the court, they register the marriage, then they come to the center and celebrate the marriage in an Islamic way.
All right, but let's talk about the treatment of women, because if you look in yes.
Could I comment on that really quick?
Yes, go ahead, James.
I'm going to give you a few verses. In the Quran, chapter 4, 76, it said, "Those who believe, fight in the cause of Allah." And then chapter 495, it says, "Not equal are those believers who sit at home and receive no hurt, and those who strive and fight in the cause of Allah with their goods and their persons. Allah hath granted a grade higher to those who strive and fight with their goods and persons."
Let him finish
that. Okay. And then I have one more that I'd like the doctor to look up. It's the Quran 8, chapter 8, 12. It says, "I will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve. Therefore, strike off the heads and strike off every fingertip of them." Now, you know, we're asking all these questions about Sharia law and the Quran here, and you asked me where it talked about terror or it talked about cutting heads off. And And there it is, and the doctor can look it up. And
unfortunately, you're quoting verses are not actually existing the way you described it. I'm looking in chapter 4, verse 76, as you described, and it talks about completely different thing.
Well, I have a Quran. I'm reading it right out
okay,
of the Quran.
Okay, so you said chapter 4, verse 76?
Yep.
Okay.
And if we talk about women, Dr. Musa, and their treatment, men are the managers of the affairs of women because Allah has made the superior man to the other woman.
But could I refer to the verse he's referring to? Because it's not.
I mean, we got a lot of verses here that aren't. You know, when we talk about women and when we talk about terrorism. You know, they don't, and James, I have that verse that you have off, but it doesn't direct people. It didn't say, Tony, go cut off the fingers and heads of these people. It says that they will be done. So, you know.
Well, Tony, who do you think they were intended for? I mean, they were. I mean, the words.
Okay, that's where the interpretation, you know, the same thing could be said about the Bible. I've heard some wackos say some things about Christianity. It's that interpretation. He
right.
did not say men go out and cut off their heads and fingers.
But the difference between the Bible and the Quran, Tony, and the doctor will tell you that this is true. The Bible was, most of the Bible was written by man. It was man's interpretation, and it was to be taken that way. The Quran was the word of Muhammad, and it was to be taken literally, not to be interpreted.
Well, actually, the Quran is not the word. In Islam, we have several resources. The Quran is the word of God, and it actually spoke about Jesus, peace be upon him, and Mary, peace be upon her, in a very positive way.
Doctor, you're telling me that the Quran is not the words of Muhammad?
No, it is not.
To be taken literally?
No. It is not the word of Muhammad.
It's not to be taken literally?
Oh, no, it is the word of God. So, I mean, you need to read it and understand it. It's not just like when I tried to quote in the beginning, there is a verse in the Quran says, do not approach the prayer. And this is talking to Muslims.
So devout Muslims are able
let me just finish
of,
this,
word
please.
Word of Allah, the word of God.
Can I finish this for us? Can I finish this?
Sure.
In the Quran, there is a verse saying, do not approach the prayer. If you take that verse and or that portion and spread it among Muslims, they should not be praying whatsoever. But during the early stage of Islam, the prohibition of alcohol came gradual. So people were all okay with alcohol, but when Islam came, wanted to gradually prohibit the alcohol beverage, then ordered them not to approach the prayer until they are awake, until they know what they are saying. So the verse says, do not approach the prayer unless you know, unless you are conscious.
All right, we're out of time. James, I'm going to give you a final minute to say your piece, and I hope to have you back on to talk about this more.
All right, Tony, thanks. Well, you know, I'd just like to say I don't know any Christians that have over the last 10 years committed almost 10,000 or 18,000 acts of terrorism in the name of their religion. And I asked the doctor, you know, straight out, if Muslims are allowed to interpret the word of the Quran. And he knows they're not. He just doesn't want to say it. And
I'm trying to go with you based on the reference you're quoting.
Well, no, if I could just get one question answered, Doctor, I'd be happy. Are devout Muslims able to take the word of the Quran and interpret it, or are they supposed to believe it literally?
No. I think there is some lots of misconceptions, actually. The Quran is to be interpreted by a knowledgeable person who can know when the verse was revealed, what occasion, which one came before it and which came after it. And it is not just left. Reading the Quran by itself is a rewarding act, but applying it needs a scholarship to a scholastic interpretation, not left to anyone. Like if people would read the verse and get a misconception, well, that's their problem. They cannot go and implement it.
All right. We will do this again, gentlemen. I appreciate both your times. We've been talking with Mr. James Turpening from Operation Freedom Street. James, we will talk with you again before the Pastor Jones comes into town. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good day, guys.
And Dr. Thanks, Mahmoud Musa is from the Greater Lansing Islamic Center. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.